Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. And of course, that Whitney Houston song is very, very appropriate for today, which is International Women's Day, inside of Women's History Month. And our topic certainly relates to this month and today's events. And again, I'm Tiffany Williams Shallow, your host for this show, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting character-based relationships with the help of experts. Like tonight's guest, and her name is Dr. Patty Ann Tublin, and I'm sure you've heard of her. She's graciously accepted my invitation to discuss what seems to be happening more and more in relationships in the 21st century, and that's the rising number of women who are the breadwinners in their families and bringing in more than their male counterparts. And we're also seeing women graduating with advanced degrees at a higher level than men. This is all fine in one sense, but what is women's liberation doing to impact traditional gender roles in which women, you know, did most of the cooking, the cleaning, the child rearing? The fact that there are more women in the workplace than men makes fulfilling these roles very difficult. So how are we as men and women dealing with this reality, and how should we be dealing with these changes so that romantic relationships remain healthy without resentment, anger, and bitterness building up on either side? So that's what we're talking about tonight. And our expert guest tonight is Dr. Patty Ann. She will help answer some of the questions that I pose. She's a world-renowned relationship expert and a communication expert. And she's helped hundreds of people learn how to increase romance and happiness in their relationships. She's been featured on all of the major networks, ABC, NBC, Fox, all of them, and on Martha Stewart Radio Talk Show in Connecticut, and other radio shows internationally. And Dr. Patty Ann has a doctorate in clinical psychology. She's a board-certified psychotherapist. She writes a relationship advice e-zine called Two Hearts Beating as One, and has been happily married for over 25 years while raising four children together with her husband. So she's certainly qualified to tackle this topic as our expert tonight. Dr. Patty Ann, thanks for holding on through that introduction and stopping by Relationships 360. I understand that you had a really long day starting at 6 a.m., wrapping up at nearly midnight last night. So we certainly appreciate you adding us to your schedule today.
Oh, you know what? It's my pleasure. And when you do work you love, you never feel like you're working. So I am ready for it. Bring it on.
All right. Well, let's get started. As I mentioned at the top of the show, today is International Women's Day. And this month, Women's History Month, what impact do you think that the women's suffrage and more recently liberation movements have had on modern-day marriages and other romantic relationships?
Well,
the good and bad
impact,
I guess.
Well, you know what? It's funny because I feel like the women's movement is really is our history, and I feel like as in relationships, you know, we're all impacted by our culture and by the times, but I think what the women's movement has done is, and certainly at this stage, because we're three decades into this, I think, is it's given women the freedom of choice, and the choice is to either work for pay outside the home, because make no mistake about it, women are always working. It's just a matter of whether they're getting paid for it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So to work outside, they have the choice to either work outside the home, work within the home, and, you know, we still have that, believe it or not, and, you know, and I talk about this all the time. We are half a century into women working outside of the home for pay. And yet we still debate, particularly, you know, more so in the States than in some other, you know, countries, European countries, but in the States, we're still debating whether it's good, quote unquote, for the moms to be working full time when they're raising their children. But the good thing is we now have a choice. We see women choosing to stay in the workforce when they have children. We see women choosing to opt out of the workforce. We see women doing part-time work. What we see perhaps more than anything is the rise of entrepreneurial work, because we know that the corporate world is not very kind to women's needs or their families. And quite frankly, they're not very kind to the male needs, but women seem to have a harder time saying, you know what, this isn't working for me, I'm opting out. So I feel like the women's movement has given us that choice to work or to not work in the home, outside the home, or as an entrepreneur. But what's really
and what impact would you say this has had on marriages and romantic relationships? Do you think it's been good, bad?
Well, what's happened is it really has an impact unique to each specific couple. And I would dare say we might even be able to say it relates to a specific community. But I will tell you, the conversation today with women in their 20s and 30s that are having young families, okay, it's not are you going back to work as much as when do you plan to go back to work after the baby, or will you go back to the same work that you did? And men are very much a part of that conversation. And recently I've actually worked with plenty of women, because I work with women around the world. I do a lot of work on Skype, on the phone. I have people fly in. I do these like high-end VIP couples days. I work with couples really from around the world. And what I'm hearing now is that the women are feeling pressure.